which is what we always say, right? I don't have to wear a seatbelt because I'm a good driver. I don't have to worry about anything. I'm protected. But when you hear stories about great people who are admittedly greater than you are, so then perhaps you may think that they're talking about you as well. That is the purpose of the stories that Chazal tell us. So the Chazal tell us that we have in Pirkei Avos that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had five famous Talmidim, five of the great men of the Mishnah were the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And in the Mishnah it says, Hu oyamone shvochom. He counted their assets, how great they were. One of his students, and one of the students that Chamisha, it's in the second parak in Ovis in the 10th Mishnah. Chamisha Talmidim Oyel Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had five students, and they were Rabbi Elezer ben Hurkanus, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, Rabbi Shimon ben Nasanel, Rabbi Elezer ben Aroch. But the Gemara says that the Mishnah brings two opinions as to who was the greatest of the Talmidim. One opinion is that it was Rabbi Elezer ben Hurkanus was the greatest. The other opinion was that it was Rabbi Elezer ben Aroch. But Rabbi Elezer ben Aroch was certainly a great Talmid of his. He's either number one or number two. And the Gemara tells us a story about Rabbi Elezer ben Aroch. That Rabbi Elezer ben Aroch was a very wealthy man. All the years that he learned Torah in the yeshiva with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, so in the yeshiva, wealth played no role. They didn't know what anybody was. We're going to see later that Rabbi Gamliel didn't know that Rabbi Yeshua was a blacksmith. It was a very egalitarian society, the Jewish society, which it has remained. And a man won his way on merit. No one cared very much in the yeshiva, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, what anybody had or didn't have. But Rabbi Elezer ben Aroch had money. And when the Churban came and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai went to Yavne, Rabbi Elezer ben Aroch did not go to Yavne. And we have two or three different versions of the same story. One is in the Yerushalmi, one is in the Bavli, and one is in the Medrash. They're almost the same story. There are nuances between them. But the story basically is that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wanted this great student, this great disciple of his, to come to Yavne with him, to help him build the Jewish people. And Rabbi Elezer ben Aroch said he's going on vacation. And he went either to Emmaus, which is the Girsa in the Yerushalmi. Emmaus is a famous, it was the Miami Beach of its day. Miami Beach is passe. It was the Aruba of its day, Curacao, where it was a very famous watering hole on the Syrian coast of the Mediterranean. Others say he went to a place called Diamessus, which also was some say that that's the same as Emmaus. It's like the second Emmaus, Diamessus. It's Emmaus too. And he went there, it says in the Gemara, Lamokam Mayim Hayofim, had beautiful waters, and it had a nice beach, and it had good wine. The Gemara describes it. Right, had a boardwalk. And he went there. So here we have the different nuances in the story. So I'm going to mix up the story a little for you, but it just illustrates the point. Rav Elezer ben Aroch was the great Talmud Chacham.